Mike, thank you for joining us here on BMR. Parallel 49 Brewing is famous here in Vancouver for its brewing of craft beer with character. Also a great place to eat. I've been there many times while you enjoy your favorite beer. Parallel 49, certainly a leading brand. But you and your partners are also at ground zero in the war right now against the Wuhan virus. The mayor of Vancouver has ordered the closing of all food and beverage to everything but takeout and delivery. However, you and your partners have managed to turn a very big negative into a positive. Not surprising, I might add, because Parallel 49 is a story of ordinary people with extraordinary ideas. Tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. I mean, we all kind of have been watching what's going on in the news and how everybody's very concerned over things flying off the shelf, from toilet paper to hand sanitizer. I mean, you name it, there's a supply chain shortage. So people in our business community and charities that we've worked with since kind of the inception at Parallel 49 reached out to us last week to see what we can do in terms of hand sanitizer, as it is alcohol-based, ethyl alcohol. We do have quite a bit of ethyl alcohol at Parallel 49, so we put our heads together and kind of jumped on this pretty quickly to see if it was, number one, feasible, and then number two, to see how we can get this out there once we did mix it all up. So, yeah, I mean, we encountered a couple issues right away in terms of supply chain. You see the supply chain issues in the store. Well, it's also on the back end. So we were scouring all of North America for plastic bottles to put this in. As you see, your normal hand sanitizer is in a squirt bottle or a squeeze bottle, what have you. And it's impossible. You can't get anything. It's gone. I've ordered bottles. I had to cancel four times. So we were kind of like, well, what are we going to do here? So we thought about what we have in stock in the brewery. And the next best thing was, you know, let's mix this stuff up and get it into cans where people can use their existing plastic bottles or soap bottles or shampoo bottles, what have you. And we can get it out to them in a can and they can refill it into their current bottles. So that's our idea, to kind of help out. We're all in this together, and we're trying to do our part.
That's amazing. Gives new meaning to a silver lining. These are silver cans. I've been on a tour of your facility. I've toured through it. It's amazing, the setup that you have there. So what kind of volume of hand sanitizer could you actually produce? What other ingredients? I mean, you need to thicken this stuff up, right? So, I mean, you're able to do the right mix and put everything together just perfectly in accordance with health standards?
Yeah, so we also have a quality control lab with lab technicians at Parallel 49 that obviously always checks the quality of our beer. So we put that to use last week and had our lab technicians start mixing up batches in accordance with WHO and Health Canada guidelines. So we are 72% ethyl alcohol, and then we also mixed in some glycerin and some peroxide. And this is all, you can find it all on the WHO website, as well as Health Canada. So we're meeting up to the standards. We've had our lab technicians look it over, and we're a sanitary facility already because we handle alcohol. So this was just another way to push it through.
So where do you see this thing going? Like, how much volume? You've got a unique setup there, obviously. How much volume could you see doing here? How is this starting, and where do you want to see it go?
So our first initial run will be 355 milliliter cans, something you'd normally see in your regular 12-pack. This is going to go to the local businesses and charities that reached out to us initially to see if this was possible. You know, there's a lot of good that's being done by all these other businesses, and essential businesses can stay open. So we want to make sure they're getting it, and as well as charities that are going to distribute out, such as the food bank and stuff like that, where people just, you can't afford hand sanitizer even if you could find it. So that's where the initial program is starting. It's going to be a donation, and then we are going to look at getting this out to the masses as quickly as possible. So stay tuned on that front, and we'll be putting it out in our social media links of how people can get their hands on this.
We're hearing that doctors are now running low on sanitizers. I assume you've made contact with local hospitals as well. What's happening there?
Yeah, so we reached out to some local hospitals, and they were going to get back to us. We're not sure if they can use our sanitizer just because it's not an actual medical facility. But we just kind of wanted to let them know, you know, we're a decent-sized brewery, and we can get this out in decent quantities and produce it in barrels if need be so they can refill their own bottles in the hospital. So we just wanted to reach out, let them know we're here for them, and the response was very, very well received, and, you know, we'll just kind of be on standby for them.
What kind of cooperation have you been getting from the Liquor Board and Health Canada? Are they actually really kind of streamlining some regulations here at this crisis point in our history?
Yeah, so the Liquor Cannabis Regulatory Board, I reached out to them last week to see, you know, what kind of amendments we had to get. And they were extremely accommodating. I'm sure you've heard of other distilleries in the States, and I know there's one on Vancouver Island that were producing this, and I'm not even sure if they looked into the regulations. So I think that they knew this was going to be a problem. The Liquor Board acted very, very quickly on this and did a blanket kind of policy that was released yesterday saying, you know, have at it. You can sell it, you can give it away, you can do whatever you want. So they acted amazing in that regard. The same front on from Health Canada, you know, Trudeau mobilized all kind of production facilities to help out in this effort. So Health Canada is fast-tracking any inquiries into making hand sanitizer and other medical equipment for that matter. So it's been a great response by the government.
That's good to hear. How gut-wrenching has it been for you, Mike, and your partners? You've got a number of partners you're involved with. They're great guys. How gut-wrenching has it been for you folks, for such a successful business like Parallel 49 Brewing, to lay off dozens of people?
Well, you know, it sucks. And as an owner, we're also, all these people live in our community. They spend money in our local economy, and it hurts us to do it. It hurts them. Fortunately for now, it's only our restaurant, as we will be keep producing the on the beer end and the hand sanitizer in the back of the brewery, so production is still running. So we do have some employees that are still employed, but it's been really awful, to be honest.
What's the BC Restaurant Association saying about how the Wuhan virus and the choices we've made to combat this will affect the industry short term and longer term? And what kind of relief or support is the association hoping the sector will receive?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they've come out with some numbers that they've seen and maybe from things that have happened in the past, but I think the damage has been done to a lot of businesses, unfortunately, in the restaurant and bar industry. And they're saying, you know, 15% of restaurants and bars will never reopen again. They won't recover. So this has been a huge blow to the economy.
Okay, let's switch gears here just for a moment. I know you're a major investor in the junior resource market. What's your take on what's happening in the markets right now? Do you think we're looking here at an opportunity of a lifetime in the midst of panic?
Absolutely. I mean, you'll never see this again, or at least I hope we don't see it again. And, you know, I'm a pretty decent investor in the resource sector in British Columbia. I love all things up in the Golden Triangle. And, you know, it's just, nothing fundamentally has changed for a majority of these companies, and I fear, I'm hoping it's not going to be like the restaurant sector where, you know, some people may never recover. I hope everybody recovers, but I think the fact is that, you know, the world-class plays are going to survive here. The ones that are managed properly are going to survive here. And the ones that weren't, are, unfortunately, are going to go by the wayside. It's awful to see. But, you know, from these kind of crisis, new innovation is born and new opportunities especially. I mean, you see some of these stocks now more than 50%. Like I said, absolutely nothing fundamentally has changed. And you know the old saying that when there's blood in the streets, get buying. So that's it is an opportunity of a lifetime, and it's going to make a lot of people very wealthy.
Yeah, I think so. There is a silver lining behind this. You know, we're going to see that play out, I think, in the coming months. Obviously, a silver lining in your situation here too, with what you're doing with the hand sanitizer. Congratulations on that. Hope it goes really well, and it's a way for you, obviously, to help the community at large. So, way to go!
Yeah, thank you very much. Like I said, we're all in this together. We all want to do our part. The majority of people that we've talked to are frustrated because they can't do their part because we're all being told to stay home, which essentially is everybody's role in this. We're just lucky enough to be in a unique situation where we have the capabilities to move on something as quick as this. And really help out our community. So I'm very proud of our team and very happy that we're moving on this.
For those listening locally here in Vancouver for takeout delivery of your favorite craft beer, there's no brand like Parallel 49 or even hand sanitizers. How do they contact you?
So you can reach our delivery service at 604-558-BREW. That's 558-2739. Stay tuned on our social media likes at Parallel49Beer we'll be letting everybody know how they can get their hands on hand sanitizer, and also on our website at Parallel49Brewing.com. And then, you know, if there are people that are really desperately in need of this, please email us at info@Parallel49Brewing.com and we will see what we can do. Obviously, we want to make sure our supply chains are secured before we start handing this out, but it will be on a first-come, first-served basis to people that are desperately in need.
Mike, your story in the midst of a lot of chaos and tragedy right now is so encouraging, as you also find a way to help the community. So again, congratulations. I certainly hope and pray that Parallel 49 is serving beer and food shortly, that you're up and running fully again as quickly as possible, along with so many others that have been affected by this. So thanks for taking the time here this morning to chat with us.
Thanks, John, and wash your hands and be safe.
Good advice.